AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. APC Sidwire reports that an American aircraft has gone down in Iran.
The U.S. military has confirmed that an American aircraft was shot down in Iran, marking the first loss of an American aircraft in Iranian territory during the five-week war, according to a U.S. and an Israeli official. One crew member has been rescued. Social media footage showed American drones, aircraft, and helicopters flying over the mountainous region. Tehran is keeping up the pressure on Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbors and has fired on a range of targets across the Middle East today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
American employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month. That's a rebound from a dismal February that saw 133,000 job losses. The unemployment rate dipped to 4.3% from 4.4%. AP's Marcela Sanchez reports on a new development in a lawsuit involving two actors.
A federal judge in New York has tossed out Blake Lively's sexual harassment claims against Justin Baldoni over the movie It Ends With Us. But the judge did leave intact three claims, including retaliation, allowing a jury to hear many of her allegations. Her lawyer says she looks forward to testifying, while a lawyer for Baldoni praised the ruling. A trial is scheduled for May 18th. Lively sued her co-star and director in December of 2024. Baldoni and his production company had countersued Lively and her husband, actor Ryan Reynolds, accusing them of defamation and extortion. But a judge dismissed Baldoni's claims. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order yesterday that could slap long-threatened pharmaceutical tariffs of up to 100% on some patented drugs from companies that don't reach deals with his administration in the coming months. A senior administration official told reporters on a press call that companies still have months to negotiate before the 100% tariffs kick in, 120 days for bigger companies, and 180 days for everyone else. This is AP News. Myanmar's parliament elected a new president from the senior ranks of the military, AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Min Aung Hlaing, who had been Myanmar's military chief since 2011, is one of three nominees for the president's post, but was virtually guaranteed a job as lawmakers from military-backed parties and appointed members from the army hold a commanding majority in parliament. Min Aung had helped oust elected Aung San Suu Kyi's civilian government in 2021 and kept a grip on power for the past 5 years. The Speaker of the Parliament's combined upper and lower houses announced that the senior general had won 429 out of the nearly 600 votes, two runners-up becoming vice presidents. Parliament members were elected in three phases in December and January. Major opposition parties, including Suu Kyi's former governing National League for Democracy, were either blocked from running or refused to compete under conditions they deemed unfair. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.